In this bulletin, two COVID-19 deaths in New South Wales and 1,217 local cases, 445 cases in Victoria and another two deaths. And in sport, Olympic champion Simone Biles will be one of several gymnasts who testify before a US Senate panel this week. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. New South Wales has recorded another two COVID deaths and 1,217 locally acquired cases. 1,253 people are in hospital with COVID, 231 in intensive care, and 104 of those people are on ventilators. 46.5% of people over 16 in New South Wales are now fully vaccinated. The Grand Mufti of Australia says no one should be turned away from mosques on the grounds of being unvaccinated. Dr. Ibrahim Abu Muhammad joined religious leaders in New South Wales who are pushing for an exemption to vaccine passports. Dr. Muhammad told SBS Arabic 24 that clerics don't have the authority to ask worshippers for proof of vaccination and turn them away from mosques if unvaccinated.
Regarding the places of worship and access of people to them, we cannot sort out people on vaccination ground and tell them, if I'm vaccinated, don't come to pray, because we are not an executive authority. This is the jurisdiction of the executive, and that's why we cannot ask people not to come.
But the state's health minister, Brad Hazzard, stands firm on the issue, saying that once the state reopens and vaccine targets have been met, worshippers will still be required to show proof of vaccination. Victoria has recorded 445 local cases of COVID-19 and two deaths. A man in his 20s has died and a man in his 80s has perished. Of the local cases, 129 are linked to known cases and outbreaks. Queensland has recorded one new locally acquired case of COVID-19 and one in hotel quarantine. Cases of 15-year-old female student at the St. Thomas More College in Sunnybank, where two other students and some of their family members have also tested positive. Chief Health Officer Dr. Jeanette Young is confident the outbreak is under control.
Due to the fantastic contact tracing work and the superb work done by that family, that we've managed to get this outbreak controlled so quickly. But we know that we could have another case come into Queensland at any time. So could everyone please continue to do that work and come forward and get tested?
Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says Queensland Health has now delivered 20,928 vaccines.
We now have 56.68% have got one dose of vaccine and 38.33% are fully vaccinated. And of course, yesterday we started with our young teenagers, our 12 to 15-year-old children were eligible to receive the Pfizer. I can confirm that already 9,000 doses have been administered to children aged between 12 and 15.
The ACT Chief Minister Andrew Barr is set to reveal Canberra's path out of lockdown today after warning that any easing of restrictions will be slow and steady. Canberra's lockdown has already been extended twice and is currently scheduled to run until midnight on Friday. The number of people in the community, while infectious, remains a concern, with 10 of Monday's 13 new cases not in quarantine the whole time. To sport, Olympic champion Simone Biles will be one of several renowned gymnasts who testify before a US Senate panel this week. It aims to explore how the FBI botched its investigation into disgraced former USA gymnastics doctor Larry Nassar. Along with Biles, other renowned gymnasts will appear before the panel, include Michaela Maroney, Maggie Nichols and Ali Raisman. All four of the women are among the hundreds of Nassar's victims who were sexually abused by him during what he claimed were routine medical examinations. Well, now the weather. Perth, sunny and 22. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 17. Melbourne, becoming cloudy and 15. Partly cloudy in Hobart, 14. Canberra, similar conditions, 15 degrees. Showers for Wollongong, 17. Sydney, similar and 18. Newcastle, showers as well, 19 degrees. Sunny for Brisbane, 25. Cairns, mostly sunny, 31. And Darwin, a shower or two, and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.